With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the newly appointed envoy to Greenland says the United States is not looking to conquer the Danish territory. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a look at that story.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Trump administration wants to begin a conversation with Greenland's residents about the best way forward and isn't going to try to take over anybody's country. However, those comments seemed at odds with President Trump, who has repeatedly said the U.S. needs to take over the Arctic territory.
We need it for national security. We have to have it.
In response, the leaders of Denmark and Greenland demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will be meeting Sunday with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Now, Zelensky says the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine. He adds that 20-point plan under discussion is about, quote, 90% ready. California this week dropping a lawsuit filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of a $4 billion amount for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. We have the latest on that story now from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The U.S. Transportation Department slashed funds for the bullet train aimed at connecting San Francisco to Los Angeles in July. The Trump administration has said the California High-Speed Rail Authority had, quote, no viable plan to complete a large segment of the project in the farm-rich Central Valley. The authority quickly filed a lawsuit, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom calling the federal government's decision, quote, a political stunt to punish California. The authority said this week that it would focus on other funding sources to complete the project, which is estimated to cost more than $100 billion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. The church apparently is divided on abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Department of Health and Human Services unveiling a series of regulatory actions designed to keep kids from undergoing sex change surgery. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says this is not medicine, it is malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their basic futures, and it can't be reversed. This is SRN News. Bob Orvac, a lead forecaster for the National Weather Service, says he knows the snow can be a key issue when it comes to travel.
Austin did not get as much snow as some places in New York. Snow totals we can see this morning around 2 to 3 inches, a little heavier as you went south into Rhode Island. As you went farther south away from New York City, snow totals farther south across Philadelphia, Baltimore, and in D.C. were almost nothing. There was some reports of a half inch or so near Philadelphia, but down in Baltimore, Washington, we had a little bit of sleet, but no snow accumulations.
For travelers in the Northeast, very rough time, more than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed across the Northeast and the Great Lakes because of that winter storm. Early Saturday morning, New York City had received more than 4 inches of snow, but a forecaster says that's less than they had predicted. More details, srnnews.com.